morning. I'm joined by the mayor of the city of Burlington, John Billups. He's also the development director at Notre Dame. We're going to talk Notre Dame and the Pot of Blue and Gold, because that's coming up. They got a big event going on this week for the Notre Dame Pot of Blue and Gold. That's 10 days away. And again, we'll talk a little bit about some city business. He's also the general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina. And, you know, we're talking about how business in general, Bluff Harbor's had a good season, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've had a good season there. I think we've discussed this before. You know, there are some side benefits, very few, of COVID-19. But I think part of it is people realize that they can do things here locally in their town, within their region. And like Big Hollow Camping that's all that's spaced out, but it is full. I mean, it's hard to get in there. So with the COVID restrictions,
also easily to socially distance,
yeah,
when you're on your own boat.
Yeah, when you're on your own boat or you camper and you space out. So I think people have learned there are great things to do here in this area. And so even though they're not traveling as much, they're staying home, which helps. And a lot of people have worked on their properties, which helps the city of Burlington as
and
well.
I know that, and you mentioned from a city standpoint, hotel motel tax revenue has been down.
Mm-hmm.
Some revenues, sales tax, though, I believe has been coming back from what I understand.
It's rebounding rather quickly, which is good. Hotel motel, we know, is going to be down. We're forecasting that. Road use tax looks like it's going to rebound a little bit. And with some of the funding, the CARES funding, and some other options we have out there, we think we're going to come through pretty decent as far as the city goes.
Yeah, I think overall travel nationwide, overall, just about any travel other than RVs and RV rentals have been huge. And especially, you know, people have been buying RVs right and left, but... You know, and I think, but they like having their own space. And
yeah, well, I mean, if you're in your own space, it's a lot easier to protect yourself. So if you're in an RV, obviously with your immediate family, you can do your disinfecting. But and then you go to a park somewhere and you're spaced out. There is some advantages to that. So
no doubt about it. Anyway, it is a it is. Well, John is talking about you had a city council meeting last night. You had a lot of things done last night.
Yeah, we did. We regretfully said fare thee well to our police chief, Dennis Kramer. It was his official retirement celebration last night. We had some officers show up to send him off. And, a class act. Really thankful for his leadership this last 6 months. For me specifically, being the mayor, actually 9 months, I guess it is. So we said fairly well to him, and then we recognized Bruce Workman, a battalion chief of the fire department, and has his 30 years in. He's still working. Thanks, Bruce. Stay at it. And then Colin Wilson, who I think has worked for the city forever, 40 years. We celebrated his tenure last night, and he was probably working last night as it goes. So there's I got to say, I'm really proud of our city staff. Every time you look, you turn around a corner, and look at a department, there's a quality individual given their all, given above and beyond. And so we really have a great city
staff. Jeff Klein is the new interim police chief.
Yep, he's agreed to take that. The process that we're going through now is a little different than what we've done before. It's probably going to take a couple months. It'll be more panel-based interviews, and it allows for more community input. So as we go through these candidates, the candidates will hear what your community expects from you as far as actions and attitudes and emphasis. So it's a little different process than what we've gone through lately, and we've hit a couple of home runs. We've had great police chiefs forever, and really great, great people. And we want to make sure we keep that string alive. So we're doing it a little different, but it'll take some time, but we'll get to the right result.
And you got a lot of street work done last night.
Yeah, we have Central Avenue's just got a few things to check off. Yeah, a few boxes to check, but man, it's so smooth compared to what we had before. Appreciate people's patience. We are still working on roads, and we're going to continue to do that. To try to improve our streets.
And again, the riverfront, you're working on that, and Jefferson Street, all of those projects. Now, the Tiger Grant itself, is that part of this?
We approved plans last night to allow it to go to bid. So We will be soliciting bids for the next couple of months on that project, and some of it will start as soon as January next year. We are trying to space it out a little bit to give our merchants a breather. I mean, they've had the Tama destruction and flood, COVID, everything. So we're trying to give them a little time first. So we'll probably proceed with Main Street first and then Jefferson to give our merchants a chance to breathe and do a little business.
All right, well, that's a good news story. There's no doubt about it. And again, so the buildings, the apartment complex, I know you were talking about the Tama, that's going to be up and running. You've got still a bit of a delay yet on that on the old police station complex, right?
That's right. We actually on the Tama, we got a little bit of an update from Mr. Wells. He had to wait after we cleared the bureaucratic logjam. He had to wait for a local couple of meetings on the historic preservation, and also he was not allowed to draw any funds until September. So he's back online moving forward with that, and hopefully we'll see some dirt turning there soon. The Merge LLC, which is the old PD building, we have granted them an extension as they were able to go out and get some housing tax credits, I believe is what they're using for that. And so that project is still moving forward. We okayed preliminary plans for that last night. And we'll probably see demo on that sometime in the spring.
And so, so basically the city's coming back. I know that we're talking about revenue sources. Flint Hills has been a pretty good source. Recplex have been down a little bit from where it has been. But
I think the tournaments, of course, are off at the Recplex, but local play has increased a little bit, as I understand it. So, yeah, and that's what we were missing before. We still had our tournaments, but we were seeing less and less involvement in the local leagues. And so having the local leagues will help, and maybe we'll have a resurgence.
And Flint Hills has been, at least by, golf. I know this tournaments have been down, but everything else, individual play has been up.
Right, so. Yeah, tournaments are down. And tournaments are important to us because that's where we really do well. But if we can increase everyday play, we'll be fine.
So. Well, yeah, I think it's been sort of the year that, hey, take every good thing you can and realize that hopefully that we'll be getting closer to being normal and I'm not sure exactly what normal is anymore.
I don't use the term new normal. It's just normal is what you're doing that day.
Normal is what you want to and getting back and getting to the point where this is in our rearview mirror. That's going to take a while.
It will. I mean, because I think some of the CDC guidelines are probably continue. Hopefully we'll renew our hygiene habits as far as continue that on, washing our hands and that type of thing.
There you go. Here you go. Drive Up Tent Sale is going on all week long at Notre Dame for the Pot of Blue and Gold.
Right. We're there Monday through Friday this week, 9 to 4. Next week we'll be there 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, and then 9 to 5, 5 o'clock on Saturday, October 3rd will be the last ticket sold. We'll do a little Facebook Live presentation of that. We'll break and we'll come back on at 6 o'clock approximately with our Facebook Live presentation. It's based off the Burlington Notre Dame Facebook page. It will be shared on other media pages. We'll have the fathers there to pull out the tickets, and then we'll start announcing the winners.
So you'll be doing the same thing you've always done. You'll just be doing it via the magic of being the magic of virtuality, right?
that's the way. You got 11 days left to come pick up a ticket, and someone is going to win that $100,000. I mean, that is the given. Is someone's going to win, and then there's 39,000 other cash prizes, worth of cash prizes, 75 prizes in total that someone's going to win.
And you've been telling me that overall that you've had a pretty decent, pace in terms of sales.
Yeah, pace is pretty much holding in with last year, which we had a very good year last year. It's holding in there, but you know what? We really need people's support. The proceeds of this go to teachers' salaries, benefits, retirement. Also goes to our curriculum and technology. So it is really important. And bear in mind, of course, Notre Dame does not receive any public school tax dollars. We only have tuition and the kindness and donations of people that support our fundraisers.
All right. Well, let's hope for a good pot of blue and gold and a lot of tickets to be sold. Let's hope for all of these projects in the city to come forth and to be done. I know that it's great to have smooth streets, and it's great to have street work being done, especially in an era where we are, where the road use funds have been going down to some degree.
There's always light at the end of the tunnel.
Hey, the tunnel is open, and we're ready to roll. All right, John Billups, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Steve.